Hey, this is Brandy.
And this is Brene.
And you're listening to 50 Shades of Slay. Thanks, everybody, for listening today to our very first podcast. Are you excited?
Woo-hoo! I'm excited.
Ooh, we're excited. So let's get right into this then, Brene.
So we want to know, how many sexual partners is too much for you? Like, if a guy told you he had so many X amount of partners, what number would be your breaking point?
When are you clocking out? When would you clock out?
To me, I don't think it would really matter.
No?
I mean, everyone's got their history.
I don't know, man. That doesn't sound right.
If
it
got
right.
up into, like, the 90s, yeah. 100s, I don't know. I might be like, he's a hoe.
And then he's like,
some explaining to do.
How
but...
many of those? And then he's like, suck my dick.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different
thing. That's the thing. That's what
that's true. True.
That's a sexual encounter, is it not?
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
That's a terrible like way to catch some shit
after
on your
maybe
lip.
Like 10. No, not 10.
No,
maybe
10's
like
not,
20, 30.
Maybe a little more.
Depending on how old you are, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I like my guys older though, so I would expect them to have some experience. I would want them to.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, imagine two partners. What kind of sex would that
right?
be?
Right.
What kind of sex do you have?
Oh my god, there was one guy I was with and we were getting hot and heavy in the back of a car. I was like 18 and legit I finished myself off and I was like, oh my god, I'm coming. He was like, oh my god, are you really?
What? He was
legit.
Like, really?
And he was like 2-3 years older than I was. That just like killed the whole fucking, I'm like, really? You know what I mean?
Like, shut up.
No, I'm lying on my fucking self. You know what I mean?
That's too much. That is too much.
I can't. You have to have some experience.
And
so I wouldn't
you know
want...
what? It's not fair because then men are like, okay, we can have, you know, whatever hundreds and then, but if I was like, yo, okay, I slept with 50, 60 people. Are you eating
you
my pussy? Probably
they still
not.
Would,
no, they probably no men. I swear to God, I looked it up before. Like they really have this thing. Like they're turned off by it.
Really?
Like yeah, they are. That's why
pussy.
We have to lie so much.
Yeah, girl.
I've only been with 7 people my
you
whole
think
life.
Guys lie when they tell you the numbers.
I think so.
I think there's a lot. I think a lot more women would lie about.
I think more women,
about
yeah.
the numbers
but
than
men,
the guys
I think.
Would.
I think they lie. I think they and
they exaggerate.
How about
maybe.
This? They lie about being with more women
yeah,
than they have been
exaggerate.
With. They're like, I've been with like at
stop
least.
Stop lying. Everyone just stop fucking.
Stop lying. Stop all the fucking. We don't want to hear this shit.
What's your
one.
Number?
No. I plead the fifth.
Exactly.
I don't have a number. Not me.
One?
What? Yeah. I'm a virgin. Shit.
See?
I didn't even sleep with that. That's how when that's how.
Exactly.
That's
what you
society.
Do to us. That's what you do to
because
us.
Because if I think you're not going to eat my pussy, I'm going to lie. Lie right straight through my teeth to you. I'll look you in your eyes and be like, 5. And I won't even care.
Then you got to remember that shit.
5. Eat it. No, I know. And then, yeah, then I That's happened to me before. I lied on my number and then got all fucking screwed up and like was like, oh, wait, I didn't mean, I mean.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that one doesn't count. It was only a few seconds long.
I was drunk.
Yes. I was blacked out anyway. No one even, he probably don't even know my
no,
name.
No, don't do that shit, guys.
or I won't, I mean, no judging.
No, I don't know. I don't know if there's necessarily a set number that I would cap out on. It would totally depend on the personality and the and I guess where we met, who it is. You know what I mean? It would totally depend on the situation. But that's not necessarily, I don't know at one point I would ask that question.
Guys seem to ask it like just, they
really?
I have gotten at, what, maybe I
See,
give
I
off a whole
older
vibe.
Older men though, so like they don't, they know.
No,
you know
I've had
mean?
Older men fucking ask me.
They don't ask.
I'm always
don't
ask.
Don't ask, because you don't want to know.
They probably are just like, Brene's so chill, you know, she. There's no way.
I'm a good girl.
Yeah, and then I'm out here all crazy. They're like, wait a minute, bitch, how many dicks have been inside you anyway?
At any different time?
You mean at once, or... I'm just joking, y'all.
That's a whole nother
I'm
topic.
I'm just joking, y'all. Don't get me all fucked up. They're going to think I'm some kind of crazy now.
Oh,
shit.
No.
So I got a story for you. So there's this woman, she's 80 years old, okay? And she's single and she's dating.
Aww.
So that's awesome.
That's
except
cool.
This lady,
I don't know if I want to be dating in my 80s.
I might be because single life is rough out here, right? So like you just I don't know, but
pimping out the nursing
at
home.
Least she's still got the energy to like put herself out there, do her little makeup. Who knows?
Go to bingo.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, you never know. But she got ghosted though.
Who's ghosting an 80-year-old lady?
I don't know who has time to be ghosting an 80-year-old lady. An 80-year-old man? A 95-year-old man?
He's got better options.
I don't know what happened there, but you guys, if you don't know, if you don't know what ghosting is, I'm sure the majority of you do. The majority of you have to know, but if you don't know, there's an actual definition of this shit. It's the practice of...
It's in the Urban Dictionary.
It wasn't even, it was on
it's
a, like...
It's in Webster's.
Probably.
Oh, God.
It's
an epidemic.
But it's the practice of silently ending a relationship by suddenly leaving all communication unanswered. So they ghosted you, like they just walked away.
Stop answering your texts.
They didn't
stop
give a fuck.
Your phone calls.
Yeah, there's no reason.
Block you on Facebook.
There's some stats behind this as well. So I have to tell you guys these stats. So Brene, this first part is for you because you're the ghoster.
I have. Yes, I do ghost.
And I get ghosted. So
I just don't have time to waste though. That's the thing.
No.
That's the reason. I'm sorry.
No. But it's not even about that when you ghost somebody. When you ghost somebody, it's legitimately a cruel way to do that shit for real. Because you're like dating at that point. You like if you're just sloughing somebody off because you're not feeling them, but you never went on a date and there was nothing built there, you're just not interested. That's different. But when you're like dating someone, you've been on a few dates or whatever
that's happened to you?
More than one. Yeah, they just see, where are you at? Hey, if you guys are listening, I would love for you to message.
Who's the motherfuckers that ghosted Brandy? Coming for you.
I just want to know why, man. And I've not all of them, but some of them I've sent those messages. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Like,
oh, you sent the message.
But it was like, be a man though. Like, do if you didn't want to. Yeah. I don't care if you don't not interested. If I'm too weird or if
See,
I'm
maybe
I don't know.
It's more like if we've sent a few messages back and forth and it's I'm not feeling it. Then
yeah.
I'll stop responding at some point. It's not.
Yeah, but no, but like
to
full on
I'm
dates.
Dating.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's.
No, I guess I can't say I've done that to somebody.
It's
so I've been
up.
Like, this isn't working. Sorry, like we need to go our separate ways.
And that is exactly the way it
I'll
should
give that
be.
Respect. Yeah, I get
That's
that.
That's how
I
that should
that.
Go.
So someone did that to a poor 80-year-old
An 80-year-old woman sitting today. That woman sitting by her phone, like, I wonder why. What did I do? Like, this is messed up.
Oh, no.
Like, what world are we
she
living in?
She was probably the side bitch.
She was the side bitch. She didn't even know. But I want to tell you some stats about this. I want to tell you some stats real quick. 2016, there was a poll done by YouGov. 11% of the people are ghosters. Like, they ghosted someone. 11%.
Only
11. And same year, same poll. Party. Get this, though. This poll was done from the POF dating site. So, Plenty of Fish.
Oh, shit.
We all know about this. Brene gets on
That's
my case
already.
All the time about
That's
Plenty of Fish. I was
That's
on
already a bad sign.
Yeah. I was on Plenty of Fish in the summer. Okay, so I was in a long relationship for 11 years. Broke up. Was back and forth, whatever. Anyways, in the summer, I was like, you know what? Let me get back into this dating world. Now, my defense is I have friends that have went on Plenty of Fish and met these great, amazing guys. To this day, are still in awesome relationships with them,
okay.
Right? So in my mind, I'm getting fucking married next year. I'm meeting my soulmate on POF.
Aww.
This is awesome and amazing. I got ghosted, I feel like, every single time. I mean, not everybody that I dated that summer was off of POF, and they still ghosted me too, though. Like, I had some fucked up shit happen to me, and so then
Maybe
I...
you give off crazy bitch vibes.
I don't know. I don't know what's going
Are you
on.
Clingy?
I'm not clingy, though. I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm not. I need my
You're
space.
Cute. Maybe you're just too fucking independent.
That's
you're too
it.
Too strong.
I swear.
They're intimidated.
They are. And same with you, though. Like, it's really hard when you're, you know.
It is.
But I didn't even fit that poll, though. Sorry, that poll. 80% of the people between the ages of 18 to 33 on POF said that they've been ghosted. That's 80%.
Said that that's happened to them?
They've been ghosted.
That's nuts.
And that makes sense because every single person that I met off
I might
of
have,
ghosted
I just
me.
Don't notice.
No,
Maybe
you would
we're
notice.
We're ghosting each other at the same time.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I was in my feelings.
I don't know. Or maybe it's never been to the... I've never had anyone that I would care.
It's like a common thing, though, now. It's too common
it's
for that to be going on.
There's
like
gotta be
cheating
a reason,
and everything.
Yeah, cheating, exactly.
Like you mentioned, side bitches.
People have accounts when they've got wives and children at home, so it's a whole. It's yeah. You don't want to be the side bitch, and that's probably what half of these accounts are.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's like an actual psychology to being like a side piece.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Like, people, some people prefer to be side pieces rather than being in an actual committed relationship.
Right, I've heard this.
And it's, I guess, the freedom. You get all the benefits of a relationship. Right. And I kind of get it.
I do. I mean,
we've been the side bitch at one point.
I've accidentally even been a side bitch.
We've been the side bitch at one point in time. I'll be real. But
not by choice.
I can see why it's appealing. Because you get the benefits, you can get the cuddles and even a little bit more attention because everything's still brand new in that relationship, butterflies and all that crap stage. Mm-hmm. It's like, but then you got to be a little sneakier. You can't be seen in certain places like that.
Then does that not do something to you emotionally, like psychologically, like you're just okay with can't be around and fucking, you know, like you got a hot, like his wife, like you got a, no pit, like... I don't know.
That's
date
the whole
around.
Downside of it, but it's. I found myself accidentally in those situations, and then kind of stuck around even after.
I stuck around.
But it's they know how to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They get you committed. They get you in your
committed
feels.
To being the side piece.
You know what I mean? Not even committed to being the side piece. Just committed to being
with them.
Yeah. You get used to being happy with them. The feelings that they give you. And
all
it's
that
exciting.
Bullshit.
And you know what I mean? And then you find out, oh, there is. But don't worry, we're very unhappy. Or I'm gonna leave her soon. And you know what I mean? It's. So
I'm just trying
to
figure it out.
Bitch, I fell for that shit.
And there's side men, as well.
Oh, yeah, they love that
shit. It's not
shit
just women. We got little side men, side pieces. And have you ever had a side piece, man?
Yes, I have. I can't lie.
Wait a minute, you guys...
I married my side piece.
Oh, stop.
I did, I'm sorry.
But look how that ended.
And it was good while it lasted, though.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of good out of it, like with my kids and whatnot.
Right.
I'm not going to go into all of that, but it's... But he started off as a side piece, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I was in a committed relationship when I met him, and it was, things were better, things were new, things were shiny, you know what I mean? So I kind of fell for it.
Yeah, we're here, I'm guilty.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I never had a side dude on the side of anything for me. I don't.
Been a good girl.
Well, it's not even that. It's like I don't fucking have the patience for that shit. Like one is enough for me. You give me a headache.
I can't keep up with two.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have time. Two and a career, and you know what I mean, and everything else that's going on. Bye. It's not for me.
Moving on.
Next topic.
Before we reveal all of our fucking
moving
secrets.
Moving on. Yeah, right.
Have you heard of this thing called brain orgasms?
Tell me more.
It's not as dirty as you think it sounds, but it's a bunch of YouTube videos.
Okay.
And it's a legit sensation that you get. It's something called like a ASMR or something like that.
Okay.
It's a sensation that you get from the top of your head. It goes all the way down your back to your spine.
Okay.
And you get these sensations when you're watching like these videos of seemingly plain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big one is soap cutting. So you'll be watching a video.
I've seen soap.
Just
cutting,
a close up video of someone like slicing little slivers of soap over and over and over again. And so apparently the sound, all the sensations that it creates, the sounds, visuals, everything is supposed to stimulate this in your brain and give you sort of like a brain orgasm.
Yeah.
So you can find yourself watching these simple little acts like bacon sizzling or freaking soft whispering is one of them.
Okay.
So someone would legit just be sitting there in the microphone, like, hello, today is Tuesday. And this is legit supposed to stimulate something like therapeutic in your brain.
Right.
That helps you with like depression and stress temporarily, but it's still something that, you know what I mean, you would think is so stupid, but then 20 minutes later, you're still sitting there in front of
watching
your computer
it.
Watching
this
shit, right?
This is so satisfying. I've seen the soap. I don't know if anyone else has seen the soap cutting stuff, but I've seen it. I know it's trending, the soap cutting one. I haven't seen, like, bacon sizzling or anything like that or the whispers, but the soap cutting one. And it's so weird. And I know, like you said, like, the sound. I like the sound. Like, I did watch it for too long. Like, it was like...
And you
it
first
was
start
questionably
off like, this
too
is stupid.
Long.
Like, really?
Yeah, I was like,
people
what
watch
the
this.
Fuck
people
is
actually
this?
Make this, but then legit, you're still stuck watching it.
I like the
even
sound of it.
It
was made me feel like
it's therapeutic. Mm. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I can see it. Humans are so messed up. Like our psyche is so like
we
weird.
Are. We're simple.
We're the weirdest thing.
We're a simple ass
creature.
Yeah. That's terrible. Ooh, shiny. Yep. Okay, so while we're on the topic of trends right now, I got some trends for you. So, you know, the way that the internet says, you know, the internet trend needs to update, and you know what? So does our sex life. So here we go. Sex trends, we're on some other shit because I seen some shit today. It's called marinating.
That just sounds so wrong.
Doesn't it? What do you picture? When I read it, I pictured marinating. This turkey.
It's a sex trend?
But have you seen that meme? I know it's meme. It's meme. Okay.
It's meme.
The meme. I always see meme too. The meme where it said naked white people look like raw turkey. Two raw turkeys look like two naked white people.
Thanks for that visual.
It does. Look it up. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, when I heard marinating, that's what I pictured. And it's
oh, pretty, no.
But this is what marinating
it
is.
It sounds sweaty.
It isn't, though. That's the whole point. So what it is marinating is if you don't... It said it's for people if you don't like super sweaty sex. Some people, you know, everyone, whatever. So what you do is you get naked, you get in the bed... And the two of you, and you're basically vanilla ass missionary, okay, under the blankets, and you just lay there. So you just lay there. So his junk is inside you, but neither of you are moving. How?
What?
They just lay
that
there.
That sounds like a good time.
Right? That's what I said.
Let's not marinate.
Brene, this is trending.
Oh my goodness.
This
really?
Is trending. Yeah, this is trending. Look it up.
That
marinating.
That sounds so fucking boring.
I don't know how anyone's reaching
so
orgasm.
So this is to avoid sweat?
Apparently so. Because you're just not moving. There's no friction.
I'll take the sweat.
I was like, how is anyone orgasming?
You're not moving.
But you're not moving.
That does not sound fun at all.
I don't want to do it. I don't know.
It's trending? The people come
Well,
up
you
with
just try it,
shit.
Brene, so we can know.
I'm not trying
try
shit.
Try it.
No
just
one's
try
gonna,
it.
I'm not marinating.
Go
nothing.
Marinate somebody.
I'm too active. Sorry.
Okay, this one's a little bit more fun. It's called Cariza. I don't know if I said that right. K-A-R-E-Z-Z-A. Cariza? I don't know. So what this is, it's really relishing in the moment. So obviously, we all like to relish in the moment. You shouldn't ever mm-hmm. speed through sex, right? You're supposed to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So this is just a whole lot of teasing going down because what you have to do the whole time is hold back the orgasm. Met the man and the woman.
Okay.
So whenever you feel like you're about to...
I do that sometimes.
It's like a game.
I do that.
Right? It's like, no, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. And get back to the foreplay for a second.
Yeah, so that's actually a
I
thing.
I do that. Okay.
It's called,
I can see that's trending.
So you've been doing Cariza then.
I've been Cariza.
And it's trending. So you've updated your skill set in the bed with Cariza. Hey.
I'm updated.
I'm going to try Cariza. I want to try
I'm
that.
I'm on Windows 10.
See, I don't ever hold back. I'm just like, give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, that marinade thing, I think I'll pass on that.
Come on, do it.
I'm not marinating. You can go marinate with Rico.
Ah! She has. Cut.
Beep.
Can we beat that out? Do we have a beep?
I think we have a beep.
You're going to get my side piece angry. You better stop that. Like, wait a minute.
Whoopsie.
Okay, I got something for you guys. 3 reasons why sex will bring you more success.
Ooh.
Okay, so the first reason here
there's
is...
There's only 3?
There's 3 main reasons, right? But these are actually pretty good, Brene. Like, they're actually... So sexual energy is transmittable.
Okay.
So true. I agree. I think energy is transmitted. You're like that too. We're
vibes.
Oh yeah.
Vibes. When you get your you, when you get a good people. Piece and you go down the street, people see that.
But
shit.
I mean, even just
like,
on
hi, how you doing?
Even on a daily though, like what you emit, like you get back, right? We
true.
Manifest it. So just heighten it a little bit with the sex. So it says you can really actually transfer your sexual energy to your other pursuits. So like you said, when you have sex and you're glowing and you're walking, if it was good sex.
Mm-hmm.
Good sex should
be
actually what it says.
You guys need to know what you're doing.
But then you can transfer that energy onto your other pursuits, like your profession and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have really good sex tonight, we're going to do really good at work tomorrow.
There you go.
That the study says.
So make sure you get your good sex.
Right?
Get you some good dick.
The second thing is sex and love as a whole. And I really, really love this because, you know, I agree with this. Love, it's a safety valve. So, you know, it ensures balance in our life. Love, romance, and sex all married together. It could lift one to the a state of genius. And that's according to Napoleon Hill. You know, when you're... You know,
can you get it? I see that, because negativity doesn't breed any success,
right? It doesn't. So marry it all together. Sex, love, okay. Romance, all of it together. Like, imagine it's that ball of energy. It is. Lead it with is. Love, right? So, yeah, that's... and it, but he is like, it could lift one to an altitude of genius. So I'm like, how much sex are you having, Napoleon?
He's getting how, some like, good shit.
What kind of sex is he having?
I want to know who he's been with.
If Napoleon Hill... here's our podcast for any reason. Hey. We need to know what kind of Kama Sutra
come
shit.
Hook us up. We need some enlightenment.
And the third and the very last is that sex puts you in a peak state of creativity. I believe that.
I believe that.
You know, the creativity and energy and desire can fuel you. Well, yeah.
I make a hell of a sandwich after sex.
Do you make a sandwich?
No.
Someone better bring me a glass of water. I ain't even something. Moving. Can we order out?
Some leftovers.
You know how I am with
you
that
need to
shit
learn
anyway.
How to cook.
Okay, new topic. We're not getting on that one. But I want to end it, you know, like, because it's such a good note to really, like, talk about sex and success as a whole. Because, it is true, though. And it's just a vibe
they
thing.
They go in two and two.
It does, hand and it's a hand. Vibe thing. It's a vibe thing. Like, you can't be successful walking around miserable and da-da-da. You can't have sex in a bad mood. And then, right?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was some angry sex that was just...
But by the time you're done, you feel great, right? Like,
true,
it shifts your vibe. It actually does.
I completely get it. I feel like that, too.
Mm.
When I get the good D, everything's right with the world.
Hey.
I can do anything.
Okay.
You got a full day ahead of you.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, since we're on the topic of success, we want to tell you guys about some really cool stuff that's happening in the city. So you want to stay tuned. Hey, y'all, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little song. It's Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
It's
how
Throwback
that
Thursday.
For you?
It's chick it. Yeah, we needed to do that. All right,
a little
so.
Happy dance.
As I mentioned before, I want to get you guys informed on some stuff that's going on in the city. So, Windsor, Ontario, guys, we got big things happening. Big things happening. So, we got Inking Out Addiction going down this summer. And what this is it's a 24-hour tattoo marathon. All of the proceeds donated are going to go to local addiction programs right here in the city, y'all. It's going to be held at the Water's Edge on Riverside. So, I mean, what a beautiful location, right? Yeah. I'm really excited. So July 28th and 29th is the date. Doors are going to open at 9 a.m. on July 28th. If you do want to know more, shoot an email over to bordercityinc@gmail.com. That's our boy Andrew over there.
Shout out.
Amazing tattoo artist. Me and Brene actually just got some pieces done by him recently.
Beautiful ones too.
Yeah, she got a
very gentle hands.
Gentle hands, but you know, I really do want to say that he's a very professional artist. And
talent.
He, I love my tattoo. Love it. It hurt like a bitch, but it was worth it. And you know, you guys, if you are thinking about getting a tattoo, if you want to get your first tattoo, if you want to just be a part of a really awesome, amazing, huge event that's going to be going down this summer. Come and see everybody at Inking Out Addiction July 28th and 29th because it's going to be lit.
And it's not just about the tattoos either. They're going to be selling artwork and different vendors are going to have their products there, donating their time and their proceeds. So it's a good event. Just come show some love.
Come show some love for your city, guys. It's for a good cause. So Brene, you got a little something going on, right? You want to tell
us? I do.
What you
got? I got a little something up my sleeve.
What do you got?
So this summer, we're going to be introducing Wanderlust Cannabis Tours.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to purchase tickets for tours around the city and do some fun things and get more informed about the whole medicinal marijuana aspect. I'm not going to let you know too much, but just keep an eye out.
Ooh, Brene's got secrets.
Keep an eye out. Wanderlust Cannabis. Shout out to them and Sky Blue Vapors.
Shout out Wanderlust
Tribe.
Wanderlust, hashtag Wanderlust Tribe. Yeah,
so
yeah,
for sure,
keep an eye out for that.
We'll be posting about that as well as the Inked Out Marathon and some other events that are going to be happening around the city as they come. So keep an eye out.
Keep an eye on our pages. Yeah, we're definitely directly involved with these things. So what we wanted to let you guys know, in case you don't already know, is that we do have a 50 Shades of Slay podcast Facebook page. Look that up. 50 Shades of Slay _ podcast _ on Instagram. Look that up. We want you to like, share, follow, comment. Get involved. Let us know what you think. We want to hear your feedback, guys. We want to know what you want to hear. We want to know what you think. And we also want you to tune in. So next week, we'll be back Thursday. Same time, 8 o'clock. So tune in. But don't worry if you miss it. These will stay up on anchor.fm, and we'll also be posting the link for that. So just look out on our social media. We'll be posting. We'll make sure you guys are always in the know and always have the links that you need.
Love you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love.
All right. I hope you guys had a blessed week. And listen, the weekend is like right around the corner. Like, I hope you guys have a lit weekend. We're about to have a lit weekend, and maybe we'll talk about some shit on our next podcast. So, hey, stay tuned.
For you next week.
All right, y'all. 50 Shades of Slay. We're out.
Love you.